Well, Martin, switching this year from the Connacht FBD League, playing with Sligo IT to UUU Jordanstown, and a new challenge for you.
Yeah, it is. Definitely is, Tom, a new challenge, because definitely, as you know, being a Connacht man yourself, football in Connacht's played differently to football in Ulster, so it is definitely a different kind of a challenge, because I enjoyed the football, actually, you know, playing against Mayo and Roscommon and them teams last year, because they actually play more open brand of football than is played in Ulster. So from that point of view, it's different, and it's definitely different for the players outside the province that you have. But there's no question, the one thing you do find that teams in Connacht do play, you know, there's a different brand of football played probably in the rest of the country than is played in Ulster. I mean, you just have to accept that.
And tell me, how did it come about, you making the move?
Listen, I was with Sligo and I'd love to stay there. And then Ryan switched himself to Jordanstown. He went to Jordanstown. So I always said I would not manage a team against them, any of them, when they were playing themselves. So from that point of view, and then Jordanstown approached me and asked me, would I become part of the management team up there? And I said, well, look, I'm going up to the games anyway. Probably I'll go up and watch games because I love going to watch football. And I ended up going up. And I suppose the great thing is, you're working with very good players, and it's enjoyable sometimes to end up working with a lot of good players. And what you do see is you see how other counties work, and I love to see that there. And it's the first time ever I've seen, because we have probably every county in Ulster is represented there. So you see what's going on, and you find out what's going on in other counties and the way they've been coached and trained and drilled. So it definitely is a learning process for me, but it's something like I was never really involved before at this level, you know. And even, you know, being involved in Sligo, you saw maybe how Galway work and how Roscommon work and Mayo and them counties work and Leitrim and Sligo and that. And now you're finding out, you know, the Ulster things, and you see the difference. But that's what's interesting. And I suppose the big test that I have, Tom, with them, and I've said this to them, is that you do see that we look at teams in Ulster. Tyrone and Donegal probably play the exact same kind of football. And you see that. Where we'll say Armagh and Down especially love to kick the ball. And maybe Monaghan's becoming a wee bit closer to Donegal and Tyrone the way they play. So you have to try to get the bunch of players in them different counties playing the way to get the best out of them as players. And that's not an easy thing to do, but that's a challenge.
So is it going to be more Donegal and less Armagh and Down?
I don't know. It depends. You want a bit of everything, and you want the ball kicked when it should be kicked. And, you know, it's just changed the way it is now. I mean, if, you know, we all know if attack breaks down, you like to kick the ball if you can. And it's just a different way of playing. And everybody is adapting to that way of playing. And everybody's a different style of playing. And they still are a different style there. You see it that Down, watching Down play, we always know Down, they love kicking the ball. And maybe they need to change a bit from their own point of view, because the way the game has changed with sweepers and everything else now, you've got to change that. And counties find it harder to change, but they have to change. So it's different, yeah, different. But there's not a wild lot of difference in it when we look at it. I suppose club teams in Down now are starting to adapt to play. But I do find that definitely the defensive thing is starting to move on, which I think is a good thing in a way. I think it was a style of football that it doesn't have a long term thing there. And counties started to do the same thing against counties that played it. And it wasn't good football and they end up to watch. But I think it definitely is changing. I think maybe even next year's championship, you'll see a different style of football and we'll not see as much sweepers.
Well, I suppose the great example of the change was this year's Ulster senior final, club final between Cross Midland and Scotstown.
Yeah, that summed it all up. And I was just saying that to somebody, you're exactly right there, that Darren Hughes is full forward, causing James Morgan, who was doing his best at fullback, a lot of problems, and still Cross McGlenn never played a sweeper. They never referred to putting a sweeper in front of him. They said, look, you've your job to do, you go and do it. And that's the way they played football. And look at them winning. That definitely does help them winning it. And they like kicking the ball and they like running for each other. And they're very unselfish the way they play their football. And, you know, that's why they're successful. Yeah, but definitely there was no real sweepers. Like even Kieran Hughes, who's a natural full forward or maybe centre-forward midfielder, was actually played at full back because they felt that was the best place, Scotstown, to play him at full back. So, and there were no sweeper in front of him or no sweeper helping him. So that's the way. It's a good game of football considering the time of year with everything. And that's the reason it was, because there were no sweepers.
And tell me about this team of yours. You mentioned your own Ryan is involved in it. I think Patrick McBrearty's there as well.
Yeah, you have Ryan McHugh and Patrick McBrearty from Donegal. You have Evan Regan actually from Mayo, who's up to doing a Masters this year in Jordanstown. And then you have the lads, you know, you have Gareth McKinless from Derry, and Keelan O'Boyle from Derry. And, you know, then you have the Tyrone lads. You have a lot of Tyrone lads. Richard Donnelly's actually playing with Tyrone in the McKenna Cup. But we have Rory Brennan, who had a very good year in Tyrone. I think a player of the year in Tyrone this year. He's a good year. We have Rory Brennan there. We have Sean Burns there. We have Sean Fox, the keeper. We know all about him in Donegal, and on the 21 final, how good he was at the kick-out. So, Ulster final. So, a lot of players. And then we have a couple of Cavan lads there. We're looking forward to it. And again, but it's hard to get them with counties involved and counties getting ready now for McKenna Cups, and the importance of the McKenna Cup now, how important it is to the to the National League, how important the National League is. Every team now is preparing for the National League. Like, I suppose in the past, we never really bothered preparing for the National League. You made it a challenge game the week before someone. Now everybody's preparing for the National League like they're preparing for the Championship. So, look, they're going to be fit enough. And they have National League games the week before the Sigerson starts. So some of them on Saturday, some of them on Sunday. We play the Sigerson on the Tuesday, so you'll have them on that Monday evening, and that's when you'll have them.
Yeah, but you're Monaghan, Cavan, isn't it?
And Armagh.
And Armagh. They're the three games. So it's three big games.
Yeah, three good games. Very good matches. Monaghan's in Division 1, as we know, getting ready. And then you have the other two in that tough Division 2 that you have, what, five Ulster teams in that Division 2. There's a lot of local derby. So, yeah, they'll be preparing National League. So they'll be good games to have. I think they're great games for us to get. You know, where we're normally there in the Ryan Cup, you're playing against other colleges. Now you're playing against inter-county teams, and that's a good thing. And it will tell us a lot about... It'll tell us a lot about ourselves, number one, where we're at and playing together. And, you know, the thing is, I suppose, in the Sigerson, we're playing either CIT or the Guards in the first round, and both them teams are probably classes down south teams, which would be a different type of football probably to where Monaghan or Armagh Cavan will play. But we'll still find out a lot about ourselves. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. They're great challenges and going to be great games.